This is John Batchelor, conversation with Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery, U.S. Navy retired, about the situation in Ukraine without adequate funds for artillery shells and other weapons of war needed to hold off the Russian advance. I asked the Admiral if there was another incident in American history that compares to the possibility of an ally losing because he ran out of ammo and we didn't help. The Admiral points to Vietnam and the catastrophe of the killing fields of Cambodia in 1975. We come now to the question about what is to be done, and the Admiral has very keen recommendations, very keen, about what can be done to stem the Russian advance and to put Putin back into the Kremlin as a loser. Here's Admiral Mark Montgomery, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
Right, 1975, at some point we abandoned the South Vietnamese and watched their collapse. And I would consider that the most traumatic event in the history, you know, in the modern history of the U.S. Army, had shattering effects on national security for a decade, impacted U.S. domestic politics. So, you know, this is not a good place to be. The Congress needs to pass a supplemental. The executive branch needs to go ahead and spend this $4 billion in PDA. We need to help Ukraine build the defensive systems it's going to need. So many good things are about to happen, John. 40-plus F-16s will be in that country either by the end of 2024 or the beginning of 2025. If we give them this $40 billion, they'll have the artillery they need. They have an opportunity here to reset themselves, train their men and women who are fighting, you know, for 4, 6, 8 weeks in U.S. training facilities and NATO training facilities, and really restore themselves to that fighting capability that in 2025 will put Vladimir Putin on his heels. That's how we have to look at this. But if we don't do this $40 billion right now, we jeopardize that and we put Putin in the driver's seat.
More of this later.